This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My name is Gagan Sethi. I'm a job seeker. In my religion, as you know, that Guru Nanak is the founder of our religion. Is he a Muslim? That's my question.
Brother asked the question. Our young brother, who's a Sikh, comes from India. He says that he's a Sikh and the founder of his religion is Guru Nanak. He asked me the question, was Guru Nanak Muslim or not? Brother, Muslim is an Arabic word which means a person who submits his will to Almighty God. Anyone who submits his will to Almighty God, he's a Muslim. Now, since I did not meet Guru Nanak personally, I cannot say definitely whether he's a Muslim or not. But I have read the Guru Granth Sahib, that is the sacred scripture of the Sikh, and Sikhism is a religion which believes in 10 gurus. The first who's the founder is Guru Nanak Sahib, and the last is Guru Gobind Sahib. Brother asked me the question, do I consider Guru Nanak to be a Muslim? If I read the Guru Granth Sahib, if I read the first verse, first volume, first verse is known as Japuji of Guru Granth Sahib, known as Adi Granth. The first volume, first verse is called as Japuji. It says that Almighty God is true. He is the creator. He is free from fear and want. He is self-existing. He is eternal. He is great and he is compassionate. Now, based on this, it is somewhat similar to the verse of the Quran of Surah Al-Ikhlas, chapter number 112, verse number 1 to 4, which says, Qul huwa Allahu ahad, says Allah one only. Japuji also says that he is not begotten. Says Allah one and only. Allahu samad, Allah the absolute and eternal. Lam lid wa lam yulad, he begets not nor is begotten. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, there is nothing like him. Again, if you read in Sikhism, Sikhism is a religion which is a monotheistic religion. And it calls Almighty God as Ek Omkara in the unmanifest form. And manifest form is called as Omkara. And there are various attributes given to Almighty God in the Guru Granth Sahib. In Sikhism, Almighty God is also called as Akal, eternal. He's called as Kartar, the creator. He's called as Sahib, Lord. He's called as Parvardigar, the cherisher. He's called as Rahim, the beneficent. He's called as Kareem, the benevolent. He's called as Wahe Guru, the one true God. Now, based on these readings of Guru Granth Sahib, based on these, I think that Guru Nanak was a Muslim. Muslim means a person who submits his will to Almighty God. But what the scholars say, that this Sikhism is a religion that emerged in the latter part of the 15th century in the land of Punjab, in the land of the Five Rivers. And the scholars say it's an amalgamation of Islam and Hinduism. That's what scholars say. That based on these verses, Guru Nanak believed in one God. He believed that God was begotten. He had no images. He was all powerful. I personally have not read about Guru Nanak, whether he believed in Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him or not. I don't know personally. Personally, I haven't met him. But based on these teachings, it seems to be that he is a Muslim. Seems to be. Whether he was or not, I don't know. But unfortunately, as time passes, there is corruption in it. Like if you ask me, was Jesus Christ a Muslim? Undoubtedly, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, was a Muslim. Why? Quran says that. Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 52, that Isa alayhi salam was a Muslim. But there's no verse in the Quran saying Guru Nanak will be a Muslim. So based on the verse, but if I read the Bible, if I read verses of the Bible, what Jesus Christ says, it proves that he's a Muslim. But there are other interpolation in the Bible. There are concoction in the Bible, which undoubtedly cannot be the word of God. So I cannot attribute this to Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. But if I check what is right, whether what the Bible says, because Quran says, I believe Isa alayhi salam was a Muslim. Abraham alayhi salam was a Muslim. Surah Imran chapter 3 verse 67. He was not a Jew or a Christian, he was a Muslim. So because the Quran clarifies, I've got no doubt. As far as Guru Nanak is concerned, because Quran does not clarify, but seeing the verses, I consider you may be a Muslim. But what you have to realize later on, as I said, there was corruption in the Bible. Even here what we find, that people have started worshipping the Guru Granth Sahib. Guru Nanak didn't say you have to worship the Guru Granth Sahib. They even have, if you go to the Sikh temple, other things, which are deviations. So based on these deviations, I cannot say that they're Muslims. But go back to your scripture. If you go back to your scripture and believe in Almighty God, who's not begotten, who's one, who has got no images, and worship Him alone, then you will go back to the original faith, that is Islam. Hope that answers the question.